You are now listening to the Focus Academy podcast with Robert Price. For more, visit rpfocusacademy.com.
Okay, we are live now.
Awesome. Yay. Hello. Hey.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Focus Academy podcast. This is your host, business coach, and mastermind of Focus Academy, Robert Price. And I am here with wonderful guest, Victoria Gallagher. And, you know, I had the privilege of being on Victoria's show here yesterday, but wanted to have her on the podcast because she has some powerful material to share. So just want to read a quick intro about Victoria. Victoria Gallagher is a worldwide leader in hypnotherapy, best-selling author, international speaker, life success coach, and renowned authority on the law of attraction. She has dedicated her life to empowering people all over the world to successfully live a life of liberty aligned with their dreams through her effective meditative recordings and online courses. So welcome to the Focus Academy podcast, Victoria.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I just shared this to my Facebook, and so we can get a few more people here to join in with our wonderful talk that we're going to have. I've been looking forward to this. It was so nice chatting with you yesterday and talking about, you know, your system for helping people to tap into their gifts and their strengths and their talents, and to be able to monetize that. And so today we're going to, you know, get an opportunity to talk about the other side of that, the mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited about that. I just want to give you your kudos really quickly. Victoria helped me to get my StreamYard set up together. Just exploring new ways to deliver content and to be connected to the audience. So thank you for that. You didn't
You're
see
welcome.
we were holding on for dear life.
Well, definitely right. one of my claims to fame, you know, that it either works for me or sometimes it works against me, is being fairly tech savvy and figuring out all the tech nonsense.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it worked for me today, yeah. For sure.
Yes.
For sure. Okay. So let's dive in.
Yes.
So hypnotherapy, how did you arrive here? Why this path? What landed you here?
Oh, thank you for asking that. So that is a really great question. And so I arrived at hypnotherapy a little differently, I think, than a lot of people do, a lot of my fellow hypnotists, because I was going through a, period of my life when I was in the brokerage industry as a stockbroker. And I was fairly young, at the time, fairly confident, had, already achieved the level of, earning six figures, already had a house, already married, had a nice car, had everything going for me. And I was in a really, really what I thought was a great place in my life. And then I just kind of hit a point though, where I just, I just lost my passion, and I just felt really stuck, really confused, really depressed, really anxious, really stressed out, just, like for no reason at all. It just kind of, I just woke up and sort of realized that I don't want to get up and go and do the same thing that I've been doing for the past, you know, at that time, like 8 years. And I, you know, and it really showed me, number one, one of the things it just showed me is like, one of the things we talked about yesterday is about chasing the money, because, you know, I really felt like as a stockbroker, like this was my path to ultimately creating, you know, my retirement. Like I would do this, you know, until I retired, and I would save X amount of money, and I had it all figured out. But you know, the thing is like, if you get to a point, you're making good money, but then the thing that you're doing to make that good money just no longer inspires you and no Absolutely. Longer gives you the drive, you then you're going to burn you can't do it anymore. You just physically, like, it just can't do it anymore. And so I found myself seated in a personal development seminar to try to kind of figure out what this was all about for me, and like how, you know, how am I going to survive? I mean, I was like so proud of myself when I became a stockbroker and the way that had happened, and all of the everything that I went through to get to that point. And it's like, how is this happening to me? Like, how am I, you know, gonna, you know, like what am I even gonna do? You know, because I didn't even really have any, you know, any clue. And so I went through this this personal development seminar, and it was during this 4 days that I like had this awakening. I just kind of realized that my role was different. It was slightly different. Like I was helping people with their finances, and I was helping people, and people loved talking to me. They loved actually talking to me about things beyond their finances, of course. As a matter of fact, most people would rather talk about sex, or talk about, you know, their personal life, or talk about anything else besides money. Like right. That was one of the things, you know, as a financial consultant that I discovered. And so, during this, you know, during this 4 days, I was like, ask this question. It's like, if you had enough money, if you had enough time, if you had enough love, if you had enough health, if you had enough of everything all figured out, like, what would you want to do? What would you be doing? And I said, well, I would be helping other people to achieve that same thing. Because if you had enough, if you have enough, if you're taken care of, and if you're fully realized, then, you know, to me, it's your job to take everybody with you and to help other people to become fully realized. And so I just kind of realized that that I wanted to inspire people to live their best life. And I wanted to, so I wanted to just bring everybody to the seminar and help them have the same discoveries that I had. Cause we would do these little closed eye techniques, these visualizations and these affirmations. And we would do all these really life-changing exercises in our seat or with partners or with groups of people. And I just loved that. I just loved the transformational, the feeling that I was having. I loved, you know, Sunday, just the way that I felt. And I just wanted everybody to feel that way. And so, because a lot of people didn't really understand, the power of doing this kind of work, and because of, you know, and spending money on themselves to go get away for a few days, or even have the time, and they would have all these excuses and reasons why they couldn't come and take this amazing seminar, you know, I said, okay, well, I'm going to come up with a way to bring all of these wonderful teachings to people and let them do it in the comfort of their own home. And so that was the initial thought, the spark that got me on the path to say, you know, I want to create these little meditative recordings that would help people to break through, because that was the most powerful part for me of the work that we would do there. We did a lot of interactive work, a lot of listening to lectures, a lot of journaling, and a lot of, you know, that kind of thing. But the most powerful parts of that seminar had to do with when we would close our eyes and visualize go into our childhood, or, you know, just do all of the powerful breakthrough mental work. And so that's when I realized I want to create these meditative experiences for people. But, I didn't know that that was going to be hypnotherapy. I didn't know. I was just scouring the internet at the time. Back in 99. I was just scouring.
Who did you find? Who were some of the role models that you came across in this industry?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, a lot of my role models at that time were people like Deepak Chopra, Shakti Gawain, Bob Proctor, Jack Campbell, you name it, Tony Robbins, all of these people that, you know, they would all talk about the power of the mind, and they would all talk about reprogramming the subconscious, and about, you know, limit, you know, breaking through your limiting beliefs, and they would talk about how powerful our minds were. But, you know, again, it was kind of like, well, how do I develop the skill to talk to people in such a way in these hypnosis, or I didn't call it hypnosis, but in these recordings, how do I break through? How do I make sure that I'm saying the right words to people that's going to get them to transform and also not hurt them? And so I was scouring the internet to try to figure that out. And eventually I came across a hypnotherapy certification training. It was like, and you know, by that time, like, I had thought about so many different avenues that I could take, and I wasn't acting on any of those avenues. But when I came across hypnotherapy, it was like the lights just turned on, and I knew that that was it. I knew that that's exactly what I wanted to do. And it was just like, bang. You know, after 2 years search of figuring out, like, how am I going to do that? It just so happened to be hypnotherapy. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool. Like, that people can actually learn how to do this. And there's a course that you can take to train yourself to help people in this way. And so I became a hypnotherapist so that I had the credentials and responsibly taking people through these guided processes in their mind. And, I also, you know, at that time, I just decided that I was going to work with people one-on-one as well, so that I could really, really, have that impact, understand what's going on with people, and just get better at what I do. So that's where it all started. It was, 22 years ago now.
Wow. That's that's amazing how everything clicked for you in that moment. And I have like 25 different directions I want to go in based on what you said.
Welcome to my world.
yeah. But the one direction I will go in is this piece about, okay, how do I begin to implement this on my own? Like what's one way I could get started in terms of, in terms of the training that you use with the hypnotherapy? Like, how do I start to exercise?
How do you start to you're saying, like, say that you're somebody that has...
I just want to introduce this as a habit into my lifestyle, just the power of my mind, you know, just really managing my thoughts better. Maybe I have a lot of negative thoughts and I want to, clear that out. How do I go about doing that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the first thing, if you want to really start to change your life and change the direction of your thoughts, it really begins with having just the desire to do so. Like, so many people, they want something different. They want success. They want to get away from whatever it is that is causing them pain or anxiety or fears or doubts or whatever, but they don't really actually know what it is that they really want to change in their life. And so that's the first thing that they really need to start with is setting a very clear and specific goal for yourself that you want to achieve. You know, you might say, I have a lot of negative thoughts and I know that that's preventing me from having some sort of success in your life, but how do you define that success? What is it that success would mean to you? And then, an average person is probably going to come up with, well, it's going to mean, having, this much money, and it's going to mean having, this kind of relationship, and it's going to mean having, the body of my dreams. And, you really want to set some very clear goals for yourself in each area of your life. Because one of the things that really prevents us from moving forward in our life and growing as a person is just kind of having these fleeting thoughts, these fleeting ideas of what we think it'd be like to be successful, but then not having a real single focused attention on achieving one very specific thing. And so we've got to get that clarity. We've got to know exactly what it is that we want and be consistently focused on that. So before the hypnotherapy can even begin, you have to know like, well, what is it that I even want to use it for?
Yes.
And from there, then, it really is about getting the, for me, hypnotherapy is all about creating new habit patterns in the mind. It's all about changing.
I like that. Creating new habit patterns in the mind. I like that. Yeah.
Yes, because our habit patterns in our mind impact the habit patterns in our actions. Ultimately, we can reverse engineer this. So, if you think about what is the result that I want to create, okay? And then, okay, so to get this result, then I would need to be, I would need to be taking certain actions. And then, well, if I'm not taking those actions, then it's probably because I have a certain feelings that are getting in my way. I have certain thoughts that are preventing me from taking those actions. So we've got to train our mind to get into a consistent habit pattern of, believing that our goals and the life that we want to create for ourselves is possible, no matter what anybody else tells you. So many people out there just have these very limited ideas about what is possible. And if we allow ourselves to be impacted or hang around or have these people in our environment, in our space, it's our environment, the people around us, that ultimately give us these ideas in the first place, that, that we're not good enough, or that, oh, that's not really possible. And, we can't be willing to take advice from people whose life isn't the way that we want our lives to be. It's like, okay, that's that belief is fine for you, and that's going to keep you where you want to be. But, you know, I have other ideas for my life, and I believe that anything is absolutely possible. So we've got to be willing to look at what we want, look at what the, you know, actions are that we're taking, and then program our minds so that we are taking those actions consistently all the time. What you do one time doesn't really make a big change, but what you do and see and tell yourself and feel over and over again, that's what actually makes the changes and causes you to take the actions that are going to lead to the results. And if you want to know what you believe in your subconscious mind, take a look at your results. Your results will tell you everything you need to know about what you believe is possible for you right now. And the moment you begin to, listen to the powerful programming of hypnotherapy and do that on a consistent basis, once you've got the clarity about what it is that you want, you know, ultimately you will slowly begin to change the and alter the beliefs, and you'll see yourself doing it, and you'll feel yourself doing it, and you will be doing it, and you will have different results in your life.
Is it true that you have an app that helps people to go through this process?
I do have an app. I do. Thank you very much for suggesting that. Yes. I have a very, and you know, this app, I got to tell you, this app was a creation in my own mind that I brought to fruition and that went through many iterations, many failures before it became the app that it is. And I had to go through my own process of figuring out exactly what I wanted and getting ultimate clarity on that. But the app itself is called HypnoCloud, and it is an amazing app that helps people by giving them over 500 different programs to choose from right within the app. And it helps them to create the consistency, because inside the app, you actually can schedule reminders for yourself to remember to listen to your hypnosis every day. In the app, I mean, there's categories on wealth and spirit and lifestyle and you know, the mindset, and it's really an amazing app. It gets so many, I'm so grateful for my users, that review the app and tell me all the great things about it. And oh, I found you through HypnoCloud, and it's been wonderful. I do.
I just want to tell everyone in listening land, it's 5 stars across the board. So yeah, I just got the app, so I'll be
hear it.
As soon as you open it up, there's a prize. There's sounds that that come from it. So
can't do that quietly. Yeah. Actually, there is actually a little setting in the app that if you wanted to not hear the sound when it opens up, you can do that. Because sometimes, you know, people might open it up next to their partner while they're in bed or whatever, and it's like, bang! Right.
Or so, hit the button by mistake in a meeting, and then, you know, something like that. But it's all right. It's a great conversation starter. How about that?
It absolutely is. Absolutely.
So let me ask you this. So you talked a lot about the amazing things that, you know, that you experienced in taking this path when you didn't know, you know, hey, what path am I going to take? So my question is just, what's the biggest obstacles you had to overcome as an entrepreneur in this space?
Yeah, that is a great question. I would say for myself, probably the biggest obstacle that I had to face was other people's voices. Because when I was first starting out, so just a little bit more about my story about starting out, some people know it, some people don't. But, you know, so in 98 was when I took that seminar and I really started going full force into learning about how the mind works and really reprogramming my mind. And by 99, when I got the idea that I was going to get certified in hypnotherapy, and I kind of started following step by step, opened up the office, got my business license, all of that. My boss, where I was the stockbroker at the time, found out about what I was doing. I wasn't trying to keep it a secret. I didn't think I was doing anything wrong or against the rules and regulations, but they're very tight with the rules and regulations when you're in the financial services industry. And my boss, for whatever reason, thought that it was a conflict of interest for me to do both. And by the time that I had already leased an office with a one-year contract, took out Yellow Pages ads with a one-year contract. Yellow Pages. There was, there was obviously the internet, but it was still very, very new. And so doing ads even online, was still very new. Boy, I wish I would have bought a whole bunch more of those penny clicks, though, penny paper clicks that you could get at the time on Overture, mm-hmm. which ultimately became Google Ads. And back then, there were no regulations on what you could, what keywords you could bid on or any of that. It was like a free for all in that space. And anyway, all that to say, in February of 99 is when I got certified, started going through my business license in April of that year. And by July, June, my boss gave me the ultimatum and said, you have 30 days to make a decision. You can either go down the path that you're starting to go down, but you got to give up your stocks, your six-figure income. And do you think I had any kind of income like that going on? No, yeah. I was spending more money than I was taking in on all of these things. And so I had to make a decision for myself. And it's obviously no secret what decision I made for myself, but it was having made that decision now with such a baby understanding of how the subconscious mind worked. I had just such a surface level understanding of how this all worked. I really felt like, well, do what you love and the money will follow. Do what you love and the money will follow. Do what you love and the money will follow. And only a few months later was I faced with multiple challenges. I ended up in the hospital with no health insurance, with a collapsed lung at 10 days in the hospital. And then my ex-husband, the person who was my husband when all of this was, we ended up, divorcing, and we divorced amicably, but so amicably that I was a little stupid in just giving him total control over all of our credit cards. And so he ended up racking up lots of credit card debt and then filing bankruptcy, and all that money fell on my lap. So I went through all of these, $30,000 of hospital bills and $25,000 of dealing with his bankruptcy, not to mention all of the, I was still kind of thinking I could live the six-figure lifestyle, because I wanted to act as if. Mm-hmm. And so I was still going and getting my nails done and doing all of the, things that you would do if you were wealthy. And I buried myself in so much debt during the first 6 months of being a business owner. And I just was careless. I didn't understand. And so, you know, I did end up having to file for bankruptcy in the following year because I ran out of money. Went through all my retirement savings. I was flat broke and it was humiliating. And I think one of the biggest things that I had to really contend with at that time is just not only everybody else's opinion of what they saw happening, because everybody was like, oh, you should go get a job. And I knew if I just went out and got a job, that would be the end of it. Like, I just knew that, like, that would be, to me, saying for me at that time, I'm not saying, you know, if somebody else is in that situation, not go and get a job. But just for me, I felt like that wasn't the right way, you know, that wasn't the right thing for me to do. Whatever energy I was expending in working for somebody else, I needed to expend that same energy on doing whatever I needed to do to bust through these. You know, I was working through some old limiting beliefs that I didn't even know about, you know, because here was the thing, I was working so hard that I stopped doing the hypnotherapy on myself. I wasn't doing the hypnotherapy on myself. I don't have time for that. I'm trying to build a business. And so there's so many different lessons here. And it was just that the biggest thing was that I needed to make the time for myself. Mm-hmm. Regardless of how busy I felt like I was, I needed to make the time for myself to continue working on my own mindset so that I could, you know, let go of any fears, any doubts that this was possible. Like, I threw myself into the deep end of this without really knowing exactly how to swim. And I, you know, so I was so busy learning how to swim that I forgot, like, the whole reason why I got into this in the first place was to work on, you know, changing the limiting beliefs within myself. And I had stopped doing that. I took my eyes off of that. So I think that was probably one of the biggest things that it was the biggest epiphany that I had one day was like, oh, I need to actually do the work on myself. I need to continue this. This is an ongoing process. You can never stop. You have to continue. Like, you have to take your vitamins. You have to go to the gym. You have to continue becoming more and more intelligent. The same thing with your mindset. If you want to do things that are outside of what you know how to do, you've got to train yourself to be able to do those and get beyond the present level of mind and the present level of your beliefs so that you can expand your beliefs. Your beliefs will allow you to achieve anything, but you've got to have beliefs that are in alignment with what it is that you want.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Okay, so my question for you is, we went back, right? We looked at the obstacle, but looking forward, what is it, you know, you have the app, you're the best-selling author of the Law of Attraction. Practical Law of Attraction? Yeah, hold it up for the people. Yeah, so best-selling author, Practical Law of the Attraction, you have the app. So what is it, what milestone are you really seeking to accomplish in the next couple of years with your business? Because you've been doing this, what, over 20 years? So what's next for you?
Thank you for asking. Yeah. So that is, I've literally been in the process of, you know, really working on like, what is that, what is that milestone? And where I'm going is number one, you know, because I do have so many things. I do have so many aspects to my business between, you know, my, you know, three, working on a fourth book right now that I've written, working on my app. But I also, you know, am creating, you know, a 21, you know, like what is the next step? Once you've read my book, where does, you know, obviously I want to take those people to the next level, and I want to help people, give them the next steps and the next steps from there. And so the next steps from after you've read my book, because I do have resources online, just like you do with your book. I have also the resources that people can go through. But the, you know, as we all know, I mean, some people are a little bit more do-it-yourselfer when it comes to tapping into those resources and doing the homework. And some people need a little bit of more help and guidance in doing that. And so my next steps with that are, you know, to create a like a breakthrough 21-day program that gets somebody, you know, or it might be 30 days, but that gets somebody really into the consistency of utilizing the resources that are available in my book. Because it's one thing to have them. It's one thing to know this information. It's a whole other thing to actually do the work and apply it. Reading isn't going to do anything. I mean, reading's going to give you information, and that's all it does, but it's what you do with that information that makes all the difference in the world. So I want to help people to apply this information. And so I'm kind of creating a little bit of, you know, a step-by-step system to help people to go through, and ultimately that will lead to you know, bigger group coaching programs that, you know, will be like going on several times a year, where I have big groups of people that are working on a much on a deeper level, and my law of attraction intensives, and, you know, having working with people in large groups. And so that's, you know, those are just a couple of things, you know, just really expanding on everything that I have already.
Yeah. And it's funny. I'm so glad that you landed there with what you just shared, because I think this is like a, maybe when you're not on the journey as an entrepreneur of really building one thing, you actually don't realize all the branches that exist off of one thing. And, you know, so you just develop this ability to be able to add more and more things, but it comes from your core, it comes from your trunk. And so, you know, that's really important, what you mentioned there. But before we close out, I want to ask you a couple of just fun questions, right?
Yeah,
just
to
get people to get to know you a little bit better. And so here we go. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right. All right. Here we go. All right. So what is your favorite thing to watch when you have to laugh?
Oh, let's see. That's a really good question. Oh my goodness. I should. Yeah. Family Feud.
Okay. All right.
Family Feud.
We a little bit family. Of Steve Harvey.
Yes. Oh my God. You know how, like, when, you know, I mean, people come up with like the dumbest answers sometimes. And, you know, but it's not so much their dumb answers that are, they're funny. It's Steve, the look on
his
Steve
reactions.
His reaction to these answers that people come up with. It is, I mean, we have found ourselves sometimes just rewinding that over and over just to see his reaction. So yes, that's a great question.
Got it. So I love it. Your favorite personal fun fact.
My favorite personal fun fact about me personally?
About you, yes.
Oh, let's see. I think, oh gosh, there's so many so many little things. My fun fact. I've been to New Zealand 3 times, and the first time I was there, I broke my ankle. So that's why I ended up going back to one more time, and then one more time again, because then I was married to my husband and we celebrated our 10-year anniversary there. Okay. So that's a beautiful, lovely place.
Got it. Okay. What do you eat every week, no matter what?
Every week I have turkey burger. My husband and I take turns cooking and doing the dishes, and pretty much we're a little bit ritualistic with our meals that we cook. And I'm not the best cook in the world, so my fallback when it's my turn is turkey burger.
Got it. Hey, everybody has to have a fallback. I love it.
Yes.
Your favorite, this is the last one, your favorite month of the year?
Oh, I would have to say that would be, I have to say it's August.
August,
you know, it's my birthday. I live in Phoenix, and I live here because I love the heat. So that is one of the hottest months of the year. It's always been a hot month. And yeah, I always look back on being a kid, and we were out of school, of course, in August. So it's just always had a really nice feeling to it.
Got it. So that was great getting to know a little bit more about you. And so my last question is just, where, how can people find you? What's the best way to get in contact with you?
So I have so many different aspects and ways that people can reach me, but I put together my portal website where it's like access to all things Victoria M. Gallagher. And that would be victoriamgallagher.com. So you can just go there. And from there, there's links to all the important things, my websites where you can buy my downloads, my app, my books, my social media, everything connects from victoriamgallagher.com.
Okay. I'll drop that in the comments of the video, and I'll also put it in the show notes for those listening via the podcast. And I just want to thank you for taking this time to spend with the Focus Academy family today. And thank you for all your insight. And I'm definitely going to explore the app. So I'm looking forward to that, but also looking forward to, you know, where your entrepreneurial journey takes you moving forward. So thank you once again.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. And thanks also for being a guest on my show yesterday. And this has been a really nice time getting to know you and getting to share a few of these things with your audience. So thank you so much. It's been an honor to get to know you more and also to be on your show.
Absolutely a pleasure. So everyone, just remember, it's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. Everybody have an amazing week.
For more after the show, you can head over to rpfocusacademy.com to access show notes and other resources. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, connect with Robert on social media at rpfocusacademy. And if you desire to sharpen your personal and business focus, Robert is inviting you to a one-on-one complimentary call at bit.ly/Focus Academy Call. Thanks for tuning in.